Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical. Come get some.
Beware, I live. IGN GameScoop. What's up, everybody? Welcome to IGN GameScoop. I'm your host, Damon Hatfield. Joining me this week, Justin Davis, hey. Jared Betty.
Hi.
Marty Sleva.
Studio looks weird.
Yeah, studio's weird this week. We've transformed. No, this is a very special sort of side story episode of GameScoop. This is like the Better Call Saul of
I like that.
Wow.
All right.
It's a short week for me and for many of us. It's Comic-Con week here. And tomorrow morning, I'm heading down to San Diego, and I'm going to be too busy to edit a full episode of GameScoop. So also a bunch of our equipment from the studio is going down too. So we're shooting in the old school podcast room.
I like the old school feel.
You like that?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll just do it in here from now on.
Yeah, that was before my time, I think, at IGN. Yeah.
I don't want to go back. I'm just saying I enjoy the change.
It's refreshing.
Of pace.
I like the coffee house ambiance.
I feel
right
like people
too.
Will speak differently when we're around a table together.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
I'm a little worried about what's going on under the table though.
Just don't worry about it.
Okay.
Hands up.
Don't worry about it. The camera can't.
Yep.
Gentlemen and gentlemen, this video game 20 questions business that we've been doing on GameScoop has been very popular, so we're just going to do all that today.
Whoa.
This week is going to be all video game 20 questions.
Are we going to be stumped again?
I don't know.
Nope, we're going to get them all.
We're getting them all?
I think we're going to get half of them.
Half of them.
I also have a theory that one of us is a mole.
Yeah.
Oh, really? So one of us is working with Damon against the rest.
Mm-hmm.
It's me. I'm the mole.
I meant a mole in terms of like the American government. Like someone is one of those ISIS.
Yeah.
That's
not the American government. You think the Edward Snowden, maybe?
No.
Anyway,
Snowman.
Our dear listeners have written in some suggestions. And remember, if you have your own video game questions, suggestions, 20 questions, just email us at gamescoop@ign.com.
And your subject line is 20 question suggestions.
Yep. Ooh.
Good subject line.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Our first comes from Michael Johnson.
Marty's a mole man.
I was about to say hi to Michael Johnson. All of a sudden, you called me a mole man.
20 questions. You may begin.
All right. Justin, you first.
How do we play this game? I don't want to I want to come up with an opening that's as good as before or after 2000 that's not that.
Was it
we always open the same way? Are you
going to do the alphabet
thing? What is going on?
Let's start with Jared. How about that?
All right. We're starting with me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is it after 2000?
No.
There we go. All right, so it's before 2000 or before?
Did it originally release on a Nintendo platform?
No.
Okay.
Did it originally release on the PlayStation?
No.
F.
Okay. All right. Did it originally release on a Sega platform?
Yes.
There we go.
Do we want to?
Okay.
It's probably
the Genesis.
Master System, Genesis, Saturn, or Dreamcast.
Yeah, let's burn a question on it. Was it? Was it on this? Was it a Sega Genesis game?
Yes.
Okay.
Excellent. Okay.
So we know
it's Vector Man. I didn't guess. It's Vector Man.
How many questions is that?
That's five.
So we know it's not on a Nintendo platform, and it is on the Genesis.
Is it a platformer?
No.
Ooh. It's not a platformer.
Is Sega the developer?
You messed up the order.
Are we going in order?
I don't know.
I'm okay with that. I don't mind.
You're the breaker of chains.
Is Sega the developer?
No.
Ah, okay. That's what I was going to ask. Darn. Let's see. It's not a platformer. Sega's not a developer. It's on the Genesis. It's not a platformer. Let's see.
What other genres are there?
Is it a sports game?
That's what I was going to ask.
No.
We're not choosing sports games. Come on. 20
questions.
Know.
Somebody Michael Johnson.
Because Madden was significant on the Genesis.
Is it a part of a series that continued into the 2000s?
No.
Okay. All right.
So it's not Phantasy Star.
Not a platformer.
It's not.
Sega made Phantasy Star, so it can't be a Phantasy Star.
Do you ever say it's not Sega?
Yeah.
I see. It can't be Gunstar Heroes. It could be a strategy.
It be Gunstar Heroes?
Because it's not a platformer.
Gunstar Heroes
wouldn't call it a platformer.
There's a lot of platforming.
Yeah, but that doesn't make it a platformer.
He's grinning. I don't know why he's grinning.
Can you hold up just four fingers and not your pinky? It's really hard. It's really hard to do that. It's hard, right?
How does you do a little?
I can't. I know it's tough.
These two fingers can do it.
Marty's like a savant.
This is riveting radio right here.
Finger savant.
Okay, it's not.
Wait. Let's.
Okay, so let's maybe we
try developers. Game.
It's Sega Genesis game.
It didn't continue into the modern day.
Okay.
Not made by Sega.
Not a platformer.
Not a platformer. Not a sports.
Not a sports game. What are other devs it could be? I mean, there's so
many. What are other
Genesis? A huge library.
Other RPGs.
There are not a lot of them on the Genesis, but there are a few.
Well, there was. What do you call it?
I'm trying to think of what game.
Shining Force.
There is Shining Force, but again, Shining Force is Sega. Yeah. There are a few others.
What third-party games were on Genesis but not on it? Well, you said originally. Was it a Genesis exclusive?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That's 10, it could be. There's a Castlevania game. There's so many things. It'd be the Castlevania game that only came out of Genesis.
I don't know that games like see back then there was a lot more. I don't know that stuff like Road Rash ever came to the SNES.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. But it did come to the. I think
but
it didn't
the
come
series
to 3DO,
has
though.
Continued, right?
Does Road it? Rash okay, okay, okay. Does it take place in?
You just said three letters. You shouldn't say.
No. Okay. Okay. Okay.
What 3DO?
Does it take place? You know, in or near? Does it take place in the real world on Earth?
No.
Okay.
Spies.
Are we going back to that again? The whole real America question?
But I mean, that eliminates. Because I was going to say racing game, but that eliminates.
Could this be like Space Harrier?
That's Sega.
That is Sega.
Sega made that. Yeah, Sega made that as well.
Was it, should we do like an arcade
genre?
Game? Arcade game or only? Yeah, but Sega didn't make it. So
yeah,
it's probably
not an arcade. I mean, Gunstar Heroes again would be the one standout there, but that would be Treasure.
You want to narrow down developer?
Yeah,
is
maybe
it based,
we should try.
Is it based on a licensed property?
No.
Ooh, that's a great question.
That's a really
great
question.
But I'm worried. We're running out of questions here. I mean, we got Capcom, Konami, Treasure, all from that period. EA did a lot of Genesis
stuff. We know it's like a fantasy or sci-fi game because it's not on Earth.
Yeah, it's not on Earth, so it's fantasy sci-fi.
No, never mind. I still think it's Vector Man.
You still think it's Vector Man? Well, I mean, Vector Man's a really good game. It's a great guess. Who developed Vector Man? Was it Shigeru Miyamoto.
The defunct. They don't exist anymore.
Okay. And then there's...
Stay on target.
There's also Pulse Man. But that was Game Freak.
Michael Johnson did not write in Pulse Man.
I don't know.
Does it take place... Is it sci-fi?
No.
Is it fantasy?
Yes.
Okay, it's fantasy. All right.
How many questions we got left?
Oh, whoa! Oh, I got it.
Oh, you got it?
No, yeah, well, I don't know. This might be Sega.
What's the guess?
Is it a side scrolling beat 'em up?
No.
Okay, there we are. It's not that.
15.
Golden Axe, but that's Sega. That's Sega. Yeah, Sega made so much of their own software.
So let's
fantasy
again. We're gonna take a moment. It's a Genesis exclusive. It didn't go to the present day. Yep. Sega didn't make it. It's a fantasy game. It's not a platformer. It's not a. Did we ooh, we eliminated ooh. And it's not a sports game.
Yeah,
wait,
so
it could,
it's not a.
It could be.
It's not that
it's
fantasy
not a beat-em-up.
Football. Mm-hmm. And it's
so
not
it's
a
not Splatterhouse Splatter either.
No, that's a TG-16 game.
And it was never on Genesis.
I don't.
The sequels were.
I think but I don't think the original was.
Fantasy game. That's a big. That's got to be a big ish hint. Fantasy exclusives were there?
There was a game I played called Crusader of Senti, but again, that's not the game he chose.
Yeah,
that'd be weird.
Could be Castlevania Bloodlines.
It could be Bloodlines. That's a very prominent one. But taking, I mean, if we.
That's
but,
still weird. I mean, that's
do
a
you,
weird.
Do you kill monsters in this game?
Yes.
Yeah!
That's not a victory. That's a fantasy game.
It's a victory for people who want less monsters
that's
in the world.
That's a wasted question. In what fantasy game are you not
killing monsters?
Okay, we're going to do a sidebar. Name me one fantasy game where you don't kill monsters.
Yeah, that's a really good one. That's a great question.
Son of a
bitch. I'm gonna keep
a kingdom for Keflings.
You did it.
You pulled it.
Wow.
Do you want to ask? I mean, by let's narrow it down.
Whatever you want.
Is it Konami?
No.
Okay, so it's not Castlevania. It's not any
three
of
left.
Other properties. Gosh, at the end,
that doesn't have faith in
right,
you guys.
Look, this isn't one of the questions. I'm just asking you: are we gonna be? If we don't get it, are we gonna be mad?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like all of them. Oh, he's not going to choose a game we haven't heard of.
That's a hint, though. I shouldn't have given you that hint.
Yeah, but we need it.
I don't know.
No. A fantasy, non-platforming, non-brawling, non-first
the hell
party
is like the. What
game.
Are you doing in this game?
I'd say, well, no. I mean, it could be an RPG.
Farming?
It could be an RPG.
Yeah.
Farm? Yeah, one of those classic Genesis farming games.
There's a lot of good Genesis games. Guys, it's not General Chaos. It's not.
It's not the Blood Bowl.
It's not Bloodborne.
No, it's not Mutant League Football.
Not Mutant League Football because it's not a sports game.
Let's see. Oh,
we said it's not a sports game.
Yeah, we said it's not a sports game. We determined that.
Ooh, a fight. Oh, what's that? Fighting what's game? What's Sega fighting games?
Well, the Street Fighter eventually came over. Eternal Champions was
no,
on
it didn't
Genesis.
Come on.
Street Fighter came over to the Genesis mm-hmm. eventually. Mortal Kombat, of course.
Yeah, but it's not.
Do you ride things in the game?
Do you ride things?
Yeah. Can you ride a thing?
I don't know. I don't have that information.
Okay. Well,
that's the like.
How many questions we got left? Three.
Three.
So we can continue narrowing down genre, or we can try to narrow down developer. Genres may be a better bet.
Okay.
Yep.
Is it an RPG? Hey, what's the one? What's Mitch's favorite game?
Oh, Mitch's
favorite
ActRaiser
was a super.
No, ActRaiser is SNES.
Oh yeah, duh.
That's a great guess.
It's in that wheelhouse.
In the RPG wheelhouse.
Oh my.
Fans of the
gosh.
RPG genre.
Two left.
Okay.
And it's not.
It's not Fantasy Star.
That?
It's not Shining.
What's
Force.
The RPG where Force? You walk around punching yeah. things? It's like Zelda, but you punch things.
Crusader Ascent.
Oh,
was there an Ease game on the?
Ooh,
on the,
was there an Ease game
on the Genesis?
No, there was one on the Master System, but there wasn't.
And there was one on
the
TurboGrafx.
There's one on the TurboGrafx, but actually there are two on the TurboGrafx. Right.
That's not helping us.
Three if you count Japan.
Two questions left.
Should we?
This is.
Are you? I feel bad burning our second.
No,
last
dude,
question.
I burned
go for it, man.
Is it? Are do you play as a single person? Are you one character?
Yes,
one character.
So it's not a party based anything.
Okay,
that's why I asked that.
Moment of truth.
Kick myself here.
Was there like a Genesis version of Zelda?
Crusader Ascent. That's the game I keep naming, but okay. I don't think it's that because that's sort of a weird game.
Well, let's just say it anyway.
I mean, that's gonna be so. We each get a guess, right? Is that what we do at the end?
Sure.
Because we work as a team. It's live together, die alone. We lived together, and now we're all dying alone.
Now we're negotiating for the end.
Okay, sure. You may each guess one.
Crusader Ascent is my guess, which is not that because no one else I've ever heard of has played that game.
Jared,
I'm still thinking. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to think about what like Capcom games.
I feel like this is some screamingly obvious thing.
I'm going to reveal the game.
Oh, we have to actually, for people who listen to audio, because evidently last time we just screamed.
Yeah, we forgot. Yeah.
Okay, this
yes,
is
Justin, there is a Zelda for Genesis. It's Beyond Oasis.
Yeah, Beyond Oasis. All right.
Yes.
That's
Beyond Oasis is the game.
That game, that's...
I'm not sure I would have got there. Who made Beyond Oasis?
The developer is called Ancient.
Yeah.
They're literally called Ancient.
Yeah, I'm disappointed.
Published
myself.
By Sega.
Right. Published by Sega.
In 1995, Genesis exclusive.
That's a late
Genesis.
Yeah, I bought the game. It was an expensive like an $80-$85 cartridge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember Beyond Oasis being one of those games you would flip through a game magazine and really like lose your mind over.
Is this the one I'm thinking of? You walk around and you punch things instead of stabbing them?
I think you have a sword.
Do you have a sword in Beyond
Oasis?
But
it is like a top-down action RPG.
A little disappointed in myself here.
All right, good
that's
suggestion, Michael Johnson.
Good job, Michael Johnson. You stumped us.
All right. Clearing the table. Clearing the table. Starting over.
World record long jump. Or wait.
I'm pretty sure this one's Crusader Ascent.
Oh, I'm so mad at myself.
Okay. You may now begin asking questions. Round two.
After 2000. Is it after 2000?
No.
All right. Excellent.
Early. Did it appear on the SNES?
No.
Whoa. Did it appear on a Nintendo video game console?
Nope. I don't care for that question.
You asked if it appeared on a Nintendo console?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Did it appear on a Sega console?
No.
Okay.
So it's a PS1 game.
No cheating trying to look in my computer.
Is it a PlayStation 1 game?
Yes.
Okay. It's a PS1 game.
I should have asked if it's a PS1 exclusive.
Took a long time
it's
to get
it. It's a PS1 exclusive. We know. Because it didn't appear on a Sega or a Nintendo console.
Right, so it's never on the Genesis. Okay.
So PS1 game.
Do you want to do genre or developer?
Genre's good.
I like going...
Developer?
No,
it's
like
developer.
Is it an RPG?
No.
Okay. Does it take place on Earth?
No.
Okay, not an RPG.
Spies.
Spies.
Where did you land on the is Arkham Earth debate? We agreed
Arkham
does not take place on
Earth. I believed the answer to the question, does Batman Arkham Asylum take place in present-day America, is no.
Okay.
You also said GTA didn't happen in America, though.
Yes, but no, I agree with David.
There was just a 4th of July...
You're all maniacs.
There was just a 4th of July DLC pack released for GTA.
You can have a 4th of July
game,
and not be America.
Yeah, exactly.
Does this game take
it's
place
called
in
the,
space?
Yes.
Space.
Omega Boost.
Space.
No, it's not... Well, Jesus.
I'm not... It's not my guess.
It takes
I'm
place in space. Is it a shooter?
No.
Okay.
Okay,
so.
Wait, what's a shooter?
A shooter? Well, that would be either a shmup or a running gun, so that eliminates two categories.
Like, but it could be Colony Wars.
It could be Colony Wars, but it's not going to be like Einhander.
Okay.
not a shooter? Man, there's some PS1 space games, but they were all kind
of
shooters.
Well, most of them are shooters, yeah.
Is it a dumb question to ask if you control a ship?
No.
Do you control a ship in the game?
No.
Oh,
and
wow.
To clarify, being in space is relative. So, yes, to us, this game takes place in space.
But
right? I think maybe he's saying it's on an alien planet, not Earth.
Yeah.
Does it? Do we need to burn a question to ask that?
I just don't want to mislead.
No. Like, I'm just assuming it does not take place on Earth, whether it takes place in actual space or on a foreign planet.
We did explicitly say space.
But I would say space. I would say Star Wars takes place in space, even though a lot of it's on planets.
Well, yeah, but okay, let me put it this way. Like, Rayman isn't on Earth, but I wouldn't say it's in space.
He would never say Rayman takes place in space.
If you had asked me, does Rayman take place in space, I would say no.
Okay, that's helpful.
So, okay. I'm thinking of some games. I'm thinking of Blasto. Wow. That dude was in space.
You're thinking of Blasto?
Okay, judging by that, I'm not thinking of Blasto anymore.
Things that occur.
Colony Wars. I mean, what developer should we go?
Yeah, maybe developer. That
was it. A Sony first party game.
What about Wipeout?
No.
Ooh. Do you want to ask if it's a racing game?
Is it a racing game?
No.
No. He said you don't control a ship.
Yeah, there. That's look at us wasting the questions.
12 questions.
Oh no!
So what games are you in? What are you doing in space?
But you're a person, or you're at least not a ship.
Yeah, you can play an alien.
Man, I'm proud of that question because most space games are like you're a ship.
Yeah.
Is it a platformer?
No.
It's not a platformer. Okay, it's not a shooter. It's not a platformer.
It's not an RPG.
Space, not an RPG, and it's in space.
That's all the genres.
If this were one generation forward, I would say, is it Outpost Kalaki X?
No one is choosing Outpost Kalaki X.
I really like that game.
I don't know. I didn't think somebody would cut as deep as Beyond Oasis either.
All right, we got to take a sec. So
you love taking sex.
Yeah, because we take sex.
I mean,
I just fumbled my glasses.
So it's not a platformer, and that would be 2D or 3D, right?
PlayStation 1 exclusive.
Right? Yeah,
takes place sort of in space, or at least not on Earth. You don't control a ship. Yeah. It's not a platformer. Do we know anything else? How do we?
If you said it was a platform, I think Jump and Flash, but I think that counts.
Not an RPG.
Did we ask that?
Yeah.
Not an RPG. Not an RPG. Not a platformer, but you control not a ship.
Control not a ship.
In space.
My favorite characters are not a ships.
In space. Not an RPG. It could be a strategy game. It could be it could be strategy sports. What else?
I would almost ask if Square made it, but him saying not an RPG.
Yeah, that doesn't seem.
It can't be like Star Ocean.
Right, and a tactical RPG would count.
Star Ocean would have been a good guess. Grandia.
But again, those are all RPGs, so we're safe.
Yeah, Grandia, that's true.
Star Ocean definitely counts as space.
Do you play as a human?
You can.
You can play as a human.
Is it a fighting game?
Could be a fighting. What PS1 fighting games were there?
Let's see.
A Virtual Fighter?
That's
what was that Hudson one?
There's Battle Arena Toshinden. There's Air Guys.
That piece of crap. Yeah. There's Bushido Blade.
That's definitely not space.
That's not space.
I don't think it's probably.
That's decidedly not space.
What game 7?
Oh,
multiple
Soul
characters.
No.
Why was that Hudson space, fighting though. Game called? Crud. Let's see.
Is it a fighting
station?
Yes.
That's really good.
That's 15.
Really good. Okay,
5 left.
All right. So it's fighting game. Maybe by. Okay. There's so many fighting games from that period.
This is going to be – I don't think it's going to be like a super scary deep cut.
It could be. I mean, again, Beyond Oasis, that was pretty deep
That's a pretty deep cut.
I don't remember PS1 fighting that era.
There were there's Bloody Roar, but that's – I don't think it's on another planet, so that won't work.
I'm worried about the space question.
Yeah, the other planet thing. It could be one of the Marvel versus or one of the – well, most of those were on the Saturn, though.
Let's
see, because it could be Children of the Atom. It could be Marvel Superheroes. Oh, wait, there's Darkstalkers, but did that ever come to PlayStation?
I don't know.
I think so. I always think about, I don't know that era of arcade.
It came out on Saturn. I played all this stuff on Saturn.
I like the, should we ask if it's based on a license?
Sure.
Is it based on a license?
Yes.
Okay.
Their license plate.
Marvel vs. Capcom.
Suddenly Marvel with the Marvel.
But Air Guys is also based on licenses.
But it was also not on a. It wasn't. He said it's a PlayStation exclusive.
No. He said that it wasn't on
a Sega platform.
Or a Nintendo.
Yeah.
Oh, if it wasn't on a Sega platform, it can't be any of the Marvel.
That's what I'm talking about.
Because they were all on Sega.
I mean, it's basically an exclusive because it's not on Sega.
But it could have like eventually came to an Xbox.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, it could have been like late PS1.
Okay, so this
it does have. Did Square make this game?
No.
Okay. Air Guys is gone. Three Left is gone.
Toshinden's gone.
Yeah. But again, that
is... that weird was Air Guys the one with the Final Fantasy characters in it? Yeah.
Oh, I got it.
You got it?
Yep, I'm done.
What?
Can I do it?
Well,
throw it to us first.
Nope,
throw it to
fuck us. You guys. Wait. It's Masters of Tereskasi.
Yes!
It is Star Wars Masters of Tereskasi. And because you were on the right track earlier, you were like, Star Wars is in space.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Well done, Marty.
Mm-hmm.
I've got that sitting on my desk right now.
That was scary. I was really confident. And then for a second, I was like, what if it's not this?
Why didn't you just ask if it's a Star Wars game?
Because I like excitement.
Zach Ryan loves that game so much. I was surprised he didn't like burst through the door and scream it.
He's just a dumb little
Released
boy.
Released in 1997, yeah. Developed by LucasArts, published by LucasArts.
All right, check out the IGN Let's Play.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Generally considered to be a terrible game.
Oh, it's awful. Yeah. It's hot trash.
Star Wars fighting game.
Yeah, it's good. Power Stone.
Power Stone's good. Great.
Yeah, my heart's beating.
Yeah.
Well, also, I mean, it's probably good that my heart's beating.
I didn't want to like give it any hints, but you were talking about games that I love, like Colony Wars and Einhander. Like,
yeah. Yes,
I love those games.
Einhander's so good.
Yeah.
Einhander is really good.
Man, that's great. Nicely done, Marty.
Is Einhander, can you buy that game on like PSN or anything like that?
I don't think it's ever been released on PSN.
I've wanted to do a feature for a long time on the best games that you can't
buy.
Like, you can't buy and play anywhere, because for a long time it was Grim Fandango.
Yep.
And Suikoden.
So Einhander would be up there?
But Einhander would be way up there now. Yeah.
The famous sword from Things.
Then there's Vi 2.
Vi 2.
That's a real game.
All right.
That's just sad.
Wipe the table.
All right.
Starting over again, round 3.
Alundra.
False. As you look, you're like, oh.
Okay.
Is it after 2000?
Yes.
You play as a human.
Yes.
After 2000, you can play as a human.
I wanted it to just like, I want to burn through 10 questions real quick.
Is it a platformer?
No.
All right.
Is it
on a Sony console?
I guess,
is it traditionally associated with a Sony console?
No.
Okay, so it's not.
That was me getting an extra answer out of it.
Okay, so that PC, that Xbox, or maybe Dreamcast, but probably not.
It could be a Wii.
Nintendo.
Could be Wii, yeah.
Is it on a Nintendo platform?
Yes.
You said it's not a platformer.
Not a platformer.
Did Nintendo make the game?
No.
Okay.
See, I like this.
That's good. That's good. So things that come to mind immediately are the Capcom 5.
I already forgot. Do you play as a human?
Yeah, the Capcom 5.
Yeah, you play as a human, right. But it's not all the Capcom 5 because he said it was not on a Sony platform.
Right.
So, PN03.
So it's not Resident Evil.
Because that came to PS2. Later. Way later.
No, he said it wasn't on a Sony platform.
No, he said it's not traditionally associated with Sony platforms.
Oh, Damon, please clarify.
It was not on a Sony platform.
Okay, so it's not our RE game.
Yeah,
all right, we're good there.
So none of those Capcom 5, they all eventually made their way to other platforms.
Yeah, okay, but then going forward, it could be like Zack and Wiki.
It could be
it could be Boom Blocks.
Could be Bayonetta.
No, you play as a human.
You play as a human? Zack's a human.
No, but Boom Blocks.
Boom Blocks, you do not play as a human. That's true.
Aren't you throwing pigs? You're like a god? I mean, so in theory, you are a human.
I'm hoping it's a Buena's Blob. But because that game's great.
Was the game on the Wii?
After 2000.
On Wii. The Wii version.
It's a
great game.
I asked the question while you guys were flirting.
No, it's okay. Buena's Blob and Wii. Check it out, guys.
We're zeroing in on this one.
Yeah, I feel good.
Zack and Wiki is a good guess.
So many good Wii games.
Buena's Blob is a good guess.
Well, I don't know.
Did it get a retail release?
Yes.
Got a retail release. Okay.
So not a Buena's Blob.
Right.
Wait, was that retail?
No.
But I also said, is it a platform? Buena's Blob is kind of a puzzle platformer, so I don't think it's a
Jelly Bean biscuit.
Yeah, because it's not a platformer.
We're still Zack and Wiki is still a potential.
Yeah, Zack and Wiki is a really good guess.
Did it heavily utilize like the waggle stuff?
Yeah,
okay. It was waggly.
So Zack and Wiki and Boom Blocks are two.
But
that are
you're not a man in Boom Blocks.
Well, I'm myself.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Who made Zack and Wiki? Zack and Wiki was.
I don't remember who made that.
Did Capcom make this game?
No.
Okay. Nope. Well,
that's
done.
All right. The trail goes cold.
All right.
The trail goes cold.
All right. But wait, there are others. It could be Last Story. It could be.
Oh, it could be any Xenoblade.
Yeah, it could be Xenoblade. It could be any of those.
Do you want to ask RPG to?
Yeah.
Is that an RPG?
No.
Okay. There we go. Those are gone. Let's see.
God, what I'm trying to think of non Nintendo games.
Is
that played in my Wii.
Is it a good game? Is it a game that we would in this room would consider good?
I can't answer that question.
Okay.
But how about IGN?
You're like, you're like a Magic 8-Ball.
You can ask by IGN score.
Ask again later.
No. Well, we also don't know what IGN score
I'm just saying because there's so much trash on the Wii.
There's a lot of good games.
Is it a multiplayer game? Or I guess.
Excellent question.
Not really.
Okay.
I don't think that's how it's at least like not known for that.
Sure.
Sega published a lot of stuff on the Wii.
Sonic games, but you know, you play as a human.
But Conduit.
Nope, Sonic is not a human.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why.
Oh.
The Conduit, Mad World.
Ooh, yeah.
ESRB rating?
Yeah, that's a great one. ESRB rating.
Is it rated, does it have a rating T or higher?
I'm going to say no.
What? No. Okay. So.
Is it no, or are you going to say no?
You said no.
Let me reason. I mean, I don't think so.
So it's not Mad World because Mad World's a hard M. Yeah, right. It's not Red Steel. That's an M. Yeah, it's not Conduit. That's an M.
Yep.
Okay. So we're good with those. Nice question. Let's see. What else we got here? It's not a platformer. You play as a human. It's on the Wii. It's not Nintendo.
We did ask platformer.
He
said, yeah. That was like one of his first questions.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. So that's weird because now we know it's kind of a close-ish to family-friendly game, but not a platformer.
Not pointing
where you play as a humor.
Did have
humor?
A retail
humor.
Release.
You play as humor, the creator of comedy.
Very high concept.
I probably own this game.
Got a retail release.
Huge library of third-party Wii games. Let's see.
Were there like Platinum and Clover Wii
games? Yeah, of course there's, that didn't come out
of
Wii.
My Life is a King, Little King story.
But that came to,
how do we specifically word, because that came to PSP.
And it came to Vita as well.
That's what I meant. I meant Vita. Human.
I think Sony. He said it did not appear on the Sony platform.
Oh, what about No More Heroes?
That's rated
M. That's M.
You masturbate.
Yeah, that's right.
Hard M.
Okay.
That's, and you mow a lot of lawns.
Yeah, you mow a lot of lawns. So neither of those. Good to shoot that one down.
I'm trying to think of Wii games I played that Silent Nintendo didn't miss.
Shattered Memories is an M, right?
I mean, it's at least
but we said a tier above,
so we're fine. Okay, yeah. So Shattered Memories, no.
You asked if it's tier or higher, and I said no.
Yes, right. So it is.
So it's E. E for
everybody.
Everyone.
Everybody.
E for everybody. What about what's the N64 treasure shooter?
No, it's on the Wii.
Right. No, but what is the N64 treasure? Sin and Punishment 2 was on the Wii. That's not a platformer. It's a third party. You play as a human. You're on little surfboards. It's a really good game.
Should we try to see what half of the Wii's life cycle it was in?
No. I mean, you can if you want, but that won't help me at all. I can't remember. It's all a blur, those years.
Sin and Punishment.
The Wii
really
years.
Good.
Yeah, how do we narrow that down in a way that might help us in other ways? Is that's sci-fi, right?
That's definitely sci-fi.
Is it a sci-fi game?
No.
Okay, there we go. It's not that.
It's going to be like that game where Barry Sanders plays football with a dog.
No, that was Jerry Rice.
Yeah. Barry Sanders was the cat game.
Jerry Rice's dog football. That's not what it was called. What was that called? We haven't asked if it's sports. We probably
it's not going to be sports.
Well,
you know that
it might be.
I mean, what if it's the dog football game?
Yeah, but it'd have to be a Wii exclusive sports game.
Isn't the dog football game a Wii exclusive? Mm-hmm. It uses Waggle. We haven't talked about that because Sin and Punishment. I kind of wasted that because it didn't use Waggle. Oh, it used Point, but didn't use Waggle.
Should we ask if it's a sports game?
And just to clarify, I don't think I ever said it's a Wii exclusive.
What?
I mean,
He didn't say it was a Wii exclusive. He said it appeared on the Wii and that it did not appear on a Sony platform.
Oh.
Okay.
So it could have appeared on a Microsoft platform.
Wow. What in the world is
or
this?
Or a DS. Is a game that also had a DS version.
It could be one of those that had a cross version here.
Nintendo didn't make it.
Nope. So many games from that period.
Did we ask about RPGs?
Yeah, we asked if it was an RPG. Didn't we?
Yes.
I think we did.
Said,
yeah.
No, that's how we knocked out Xenoblade. Right.
You play as a human man.
Human.
It's not a platformer, not a RPG. It uses Waggle. There's got to be something to that. It's waggly. What about Cookin' Mom? No, wait. Cookin' Mom was
Trauma
Nintendo.
Center.
Trauma Center.
That was on DS.
That was on DS.
Yeah. But there was also a Wii version.
Right. Trauma Center, Cookin' Mama.
Yeah. So how can we word this question in a way that is...
Is it a game where you play as a character who has an everyday job?
Yes.
Oh! Are you a cook?
Yes.
Yes! Hooray!
Yep, it is Cooking Mama.
Yay!
That was really smart.
All right. Nicely
released
done,
in
Marty.
2006 for Wii and DS. Mm-hmm. And actually eventually came to iOS too.
You know, that game was fun.
Cooking Mama was really cute. Yeah. That's why I didn't know if you guys liked it. So I couldn't say for sure whether or not
I always,
you guys.
Because I had the DS version of both those games. And so I don't think about them as being Wii games really.
I played it on Wii.
There's also Gardening Mama.
Yeah, there's like a million of them now.
There was Birthing Mama.
Birthing Mama. Yeah.
Birth to a whole child.
Mercenary Mama. Mercenary.
Which is actually the mama? Preferable amount of a child to birth.
Just one hundred of a 100% child.
Yeah. You don't want 75% of a child.
No.
That seems like a bad equation. No matter which part you chop off, it's still going to be bad.
Cookie Mama suggestion came from Chris in Australia.
Nice. Thanks, Chris. Hey, thanks, Chris. I'm going to go home and play Cooking Mama now.
We'll cook a whole.
All right, we got time for a couple more.
Yeah.
Reset the table. Round four. This one comes from Freddy.
I really don't want to ask the before or after 2000.
But it's so good.
Was this on an Xbox console?
Nope.
Oh, all right. Mm-hmm. Was it on a Nintendo console?
Yes.
Okay, so many generations.
Was it on the,
Was it on a 3D Nintendo console?
No.
Okay.
Was it on the NES?
No.
Okay, all right. So Super Nintendo or a handheld?
Was it on a handheld?
No.
Super Nintendo.
Okay. All right, there we go.
Right.
That's
maybe,
five.
Maybe 2000 is a good.
I feel like we in five questions we usually get to in three.
Oh, we would have known before 2000 and still had to burn some questions.
Okay,
to get
so let's see. We got a.
Is it an RPG?
Gosh.
Yes.
Ooh. Right,
it's
okay.
Trigger. It's fun.
Okay, so
did Square make it?
Yes.
All right. No, but we got to be careful. There's a lot of those.
Yeah, but we're on a very good.
Is it a Final Fantasy game?
No.
Okay. There we go.
Do you time travel?
Do you time travel?
Well, it's not Chrono Trigger. Okay, so it could be Secret of Mana. Oh, I got it. I know what it is.
Oh, you got it? Mm-hmm. What do you think it is?
Because of that answer. Can I guess it?
No, wait, maybe we should narrow it down a little more before taking a shot.
Do you have a
dog in the game?
Man, I don't remember this game.
Seiken Densetsu.
Does the game start with the word secret?
Yes.
Is it not Secret of Mana? Wait.
What? Is it not Secret of Mana?
Well, because there's two square ones. There's Secret of Mana and Secret of Evermore. And Secret of Evermore is the one that kind of has time travel and you have a dog.
So you're asking me if the game is not Secret of Mana.
Wait, is that a really confusing question? Okay, yeah. So it is
Secret of Mana. There we go.
Yes.
All right.
That's kind of a cheat. That's a cheater on the sudden death rules.
Yeah, I don't know if that's allowed anymore.
I feel good. I felt good. That was
a good one.
You did get there fast. Is there a dog in Secret of Mana? I don't remember.
No, there's a dog in Secret of Mana.
Evermore. And your dog becomes like a robot dog when you go to the future.
So is there time traveling in Secret of Mana?
I don't think so.
No, there's Santa Claus, but no time traveling.
I'm not sure. I think I've only played Evermore.
Really? Oh,
I played the terrible Secret of Mana on the PS1.
The one
where you build the world.
The one with the
heart
physics.
Is gorgeous in that game. That's one of the prettiest games I've ever played, but not very fun to play.
Mm. Yeah, just with a friend, Secret of Mana is great.
No.
Just get a friend. You have a child.
Yeah.
Just for our listeners who didn't know, Justin is a recent father.
Yeah, I find it very hard.
Over a year ago.
Yeah, I find it very hard to make friends.
As a matter of fact, you can get your whole family, you and your wife and your child, because it's a three-player multiplayer. Yep.
Okay, reset the table. Round five
begins.
Round four is very short.
Round four was very short. Round five. Is it from after the year 2000?
Yes.
Okay, there we are. So, is it a platformer?
No.
All right.
Was it a digital release?
No.
God, we're not. Was that on Xbox?
Trying to mix
yes.
it up. Wait, would the original Xbox? OG Xbox?
I think I just meant the Xbox family.
Okay.
That's how I took it.
Mm-hmm.
Was it on the Xbox 360?
Yes.
Okay.
That's five.
A non-platformer on the Xbox 360. All right. There are a lot of those.
Do you get to kiss anyone in the game?
that's not a major feature in the game.
Okay, so it's not a BioWare game because you can kiss.
No kissing.
So much smooching.
Smooching. Can you kiss people in like Skyrim? Can you kiss someone?
No.
You get married in Skyrim.
That's but I don't think you ever
kissing.
Actually.
Implied kissing.
Kiss get.
Is it exclusive to the Xbox?
Yes.
Ooh. Okay, it's an exclusive.
Is it published by Microsoft?
Yes.
Published by Microsoft.
Is it a shooter?
You asked if it's exclusive to Xbox.
It also came to PC.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, is it a first-person shooter?
No.
Okay.
Gears? Is it a shooter?
I asked first person, and he said no. Is it a
– Yeah, but did we already establish it's a shooter at all?
No.
Oh.
So it could also
– Is it a third-person shooter? Interesting.
Yes.
Not Gears. It's not Gears.
Okay. It's a third-person game, but not necessarily a shooter.
You could probably shoot.
Ambiguous.
But it's not a shooter.
So published by Microsoft.
Phantom Dust.
So it's not like it's not – third-person shooter may be a little misleading. Like it's like that wouldn't be the first way to describe the game.
Okay. Gotcha.
That works. Okay, cool.
Where are we at? Is that 10? I lost.
Stuff I'm thinking of.
Who's keeping track? Let's call it a 10.
Yeah. I'm thinking Dead Rising. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking Lost Planet.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
is it a Capcom game?
That's a Capcom game.
No.
No, it's a Microsoft game.
It's published by Microsoft.
Oh, yeah.
Right, published by Microsoft.
So it's not Capcom. So it's not Dead Rising or Lost
Planet. Anything Lionhead did, right?
Dust. Isn't Phantom Dust like I don't know what kind of a game that is. Wasn't that on the original Xbox 2, not 360?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, good call.
It could be something Molyneux did, right? I mean,
I don't know.
Didn't they publish everything?
Yeah, but they're not really. They're pretty. They're not shooterish at all.
No, they're not shootery.
Yeah, but one of the fables, like guns are introduced.
I know, but even
the way he was saying is the first genre.
In no way
is this a fantasy game.
No,
not a fable game.
Okay, there we go.
I apologize.
All right, it's all right. Now we know.
So does it take place.
I feel like we're all mixed up.
Does it take place on the fine planet of Earth?
Yes.
Okay.
Earth.
So it takes place on the Earth. A third-person Microsoft.
You said it was retail, right? Game. You asked that earlier.
Yeah.
No, he asked if it was digital.
No. But it's not. It's a retail game, yeah. So it's not Shadow Complex or any of those.
Okay. Shadow of the Complex.
Shadow of the Complex.
Okay. Let's see, what 360 games are we playing?
Right, that were published by Microsoft.
They were published by Microsoft,
but not. Right? Oh no! Yeah.
You guys want me to go grab McCaffrey and just bring him in here?
Grab an editor.
And it's not a first-person shooter.
I'd like to phone a friend,
Damon.
It probably has a third-person shooter element, but that is definitely not its front-and-center element.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why am I so confused by this? This should not be on hard. Not Gears.
Let's keep it going.
I know. We're a little bogged down here.
Do you play as a man?
I'll ramble while they think.
Yes.
He's one whole man on the planet of Earth.
Okay, a man on Earth. Let's see. What else? What could be some deciding factors here?
Were any of the Splinter Cell games just...
Mm.
Was it a Ubisoft game?
No.
They would never... Microsoft would never publish any of those.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, no, Microsoft published, I believe, the original Splinter Cell.
Yeah, but those are on Xbox.
You know what, Justin? Sometimes you got to ask questions in order to keep the podcast moving.
You're the spy.
You're the spy. Yeah. You're the traitor. Burn him at the stake.
Five questions to go.
Is your primary foe other humans?
No.
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 Okay.
Shooting dinosaurs,
dinos, robots, monsters.
Okay, so it's not.
That's an interesting. It's not a fantasy game. Right. We did ask that, didn't we? Now
Microsoft published Crackdown, right?
But snap. Crackdown 2, because Crackdown
itself. Does Crackdown take place on Earth?
Yes. Well, I mean...
Yeah, Earth-ish.
Damon's Earth?
Wait. guys, Crackdown 2 is totally a good guess. Because in Crackdown, you are shooting
humans. But in Crackdown 2...
It's the primary foe zombies.
What?
They're zombies in Crackdown 2.
Oh, I didn't...
It's kind of a gray area.
Let's just not address that.
Zombie-ish? No, ask Capcom. He said no.
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
Would you consider this game open world?
That's a good question.
That's a great question.
Damon, you're making things.
No, it's just like this. It's the game. It's a soft no.
A non-fantasy third-person Microsoft first-party published
Xbox 360 retail.
I mean, this is something we should know.
Where you play as a human and you kill things that are not humans.
Yep. But wow, PSP.
And you know, keep in mind they're not human, but like. A vampire isn't human, but it looks like a human.
Uh-huh.
Right?
He's got a point.
I'm just like, don't rule certain things out.
Yep. Vampire, eh?
What are those things?
I feel like I could name every Microsoft-published game on the 360.
You obviously can't because you can't name this one.
Well, why don't you just name them all and we'll see if any of them click. Like, throw them out there.
Is it
this
game have a strong multiplayer component?
No.
That's a good question.
Okay. Right. Two left.
Wow. What is this game?
But it's not open.
I'm bamboozled.
Did you say it's not open world? Or did
he said,
we?
He said soft.
Like, yeah.
No.
No. Okay, so it's not open world.
Oh, Microsoft. Think
of what about one of those like climax action games?
The hell does that mean?
Like the genre of game that like Bayonetta's in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I don't think Microsoft ever made any of them though.
Yeah.
Or published any of them.
Yeah.
Vanquish was.
Ooh. Yeah, it's not, they didn't publish that.
Vanquish, I know it was a PS2 game, right? Yeah. Or PS3. I got it. No, I don't. I was like, guess Bulletstorm. Then I realized that like every part of it was wrong.
No, I'm sitting here trying to
not a first-person shooter.
What titles, guys? Anything that Microsoft can
King Kong the game.
King Kong the Peter Jackson's King Kong
There's
the movie the game.
Cameo, but that's kind of that's rare. But
Cameo is not to take place on the great planet of Earth.
Right. That is a
place. I feel like we should be able to come Perfect up with dark. Any semi-open world game that Microsoft published that takes place on Earth. Are we being super dumb? Are we being
a little bit.
I feel like your answers have been you're not. I mean,
I'm trying to be as helpful as I can.
He's been helpful. It's been helpful. We're just being
dummies.
Obdurate.
This is right. I feel like this is gonna be as bad as Left 4 Dead was.
There's there's not a lot of kissing in it either.
There's no kissing.
No, there's not a lot of kissing.
It's not one of those Mass Effects or anything like that.
Do you like this game, Damon?
Yes.
Okay.
Damon likes this game.
You know a lot about
this. Alright, you gotta make your case. Make your guess. This is it.
I'm gonna guess. I liked the Peter Jackson guess. That was really dumb. Even though it was first person. I'm blanking.
We all get one, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna guess Kinect Sports.
I'll say Crackdown 2.
I'm just
in the year 2010, Microsoft published Alan Wake.
Oh,
God!
Starring a human male on Earth fighting humanoid, zombie-ish things.
You do third-person things, but I wouldn't consider
it. You do a lot of third-person shooting, but it's like a horror game. Alan Wake.
Come we should on. Ask if it was spooky. We forgot to ask if it was spooky.
That's usually the question I ask.
And it's like not open world, but I remember there's a lot of freedom.
Yeah, the
to
world
like
is sort of and like, open-ish. Yeah, the area's big, open. Yeah, open. No?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Your answers are all... It's a complicated game to describe.
Still mad about Beyond Oasis.
Yeah, we should have got that. Yeah. That's the one I feel second worst about.
Which one do you feel worst about? Alan Wake?
Still the worst.
Left 4 Dead was really
Left 4 Dead.
There's no excuse. There's no excusing that one.
Yeah.
All right, let's do one more.
Okay.
Oh, that's fun.
Then we'll call it a day. Like, I haven't pre-selected.
All right, we're 3-2 right now, guys. We gotta keep ahead.
So some of these I can't do. This guy suggests Cisco Heat. Don't even remember that game. Jesus. I'm like, what is that game?
The Thorn Song.
It's a game where you play as Cisco on the Miami Heat playing basketball. Mm-hmm. And
it was create a character.
Yeah. You play as Benjamin Cisco, the head of Deep Space Nine.
There we are. Oh, that'd be all right. Commander, later Captain Cisco.
Cisco Heat.
That guy was awesome.
It's a Deep Space Nine dating game.
That'd be amazing. I would play that.
Such a nerdy, terrible joke.
No, I would totally play that game.
All right, our final game comes from Ian.
Hi, Ian.
Auto could date everybody.
You may begin.
Did it originally come out after 2000?
Yes.
Do you play as a man? A man as in a human.
You can.
You can play as a human.
It's a game where you can play as a human. Is it a Nintendo platform game? Like, not a platformer. Is it on a Nintendo platform?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Have to look.
Did it come out on the Wii?
Yes.
This game came out on the Wii, and you play as a person.
You can
play as a person.
Does this game have a character creator? Oh, okay. I know what it is.
I think so.
Is this game a fighting game?
No.
I don't know what it is anymore.
Okay.
I burned two questions just to let that. Everyone right. know that I don't know what's happening anymore. Okay.
I'm going to give you an extra one because I don't know about the character creator.
Okay. Right. Okay.
But it's not a fighting game.
It's not a fighting game. Okay. It's on the Wii, but it may not be exclusively on the
it's
Wii.
Definitely
the
other
versions. Yeah.
Was it created by a Western developer?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a Western game. So
it's a Western, so it's Red Dead. It was Western
but that's not on the Wii.
I know,
so
it was.
It's just fun.
He's making a silly.
I like
is it
silly.
Spooky?
No.
Good. We already got one spooky.
It's kind of interesting that it's on the Wii and it's a Western-made game.
Yep. Right there. That's.
But it's on. I mean, it's on other platforms. Oh, too. We didn't do anything to narrow down other platforms.
It could be. Is it? You know, let's go ahead and knock these few out. Is it a first-person shooter?
No.
Okay. So it's not any of the weird.
RPG?
No.
Wii ports.
And it's not spooky.
It's not spooky. We could ask about platforming, maybe.
Ask.
Is it a platformer?
No.
No, you asked.
That's 10.
It's not a platformer. It's not an RPG.
You can play as a man.
You can play as a man. But you don't have to. It's not a fighting game.
Multiple playable characters.
Yeah. You might be able to play as some sort of a dogman.
Oh, wait a minute.
Okay. Well, Wikipedia lists platformer as one of the genres. I don't think of the game that way at all, but maybe somebody does.
Okay.
Is it 3D?
Yes.
It's a 3D game. It's on the Wii. Okay. It's Western developed. This is interesting. Oh my gosh.
We can try to hone in on developer. I feel like that's always a trap.
It's Boom Blocks! Let's see.
That's just a straight up Wii game.
Yeah, it is straight up.
Is it an American made game?
Yes.
It's an American made game.
You asked if it was Western already.
Yeah, but that could be, that eliminates Ubisoft, that eliminates, well, maybe just them.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. We could try by dev.
Could it be a.
Because that really, I mean, that's like EA, Activision.
Yeah, is it, do you think we should, I don't know. It's important to ask about it. It could be EA, Activision,
or some small developer. Did we ask if it was a shooter? You said no?
Yes, it was a first person shooter.
You
said no.
Where am I?
some people think of it as a platform. For the Wii.
Do you talk?
Does your character in the game talk?
Yes.
Your character speaks.
Could be a Call of Duty game.
It's not a shooter.
He doesn't know if it has a character creator. Yeah, it's not a shooter, so it's not that.
Does it have multiplayer? Wait, we are.
Yes.
We are going down a bad path on this one, guys.
This is not a good path.
Is it rated T or above?
Man.
Yes. Okay. That's 15.
So it's on Wii, but it's a T or M.
But it's 5 questions to go.
A Western developed T or M game, not a FPS, not a platformer, except a little bit of platformer.
RPG. Do you kill things with guns in this game?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Wow. Goodness gracious.
None of this is going well. not happy with this one whatsoever.
I mean, it could be. Have we talked about sports at all yet? It's Western developed. It could be sports.
Tier M.
Huh?
Don't.
Tier M?
A Tier M sports game? That would be really weird. Unless it was a. It's not a fighting game.
Do you kill things with swords, with bladed weapons in this game?
I don't think so.
What the hell is this game rated Tier M for, then?
It's Bubble Bath Babes.
Is that a real thing?
It's an NES porn game. Yeah.
NES porn.
Yeah.
Classic.
You don't kill things with guns or swords.
And you could play as a man if you want sometimes.
No falchions, no rapiers or sabers.
Mm-hmm. Claymore.
Yeah, all right, daggers.
Are we just naming swords now?
Yeah, I'm naming swords.
Maybe a flamberge, perhaps?
Naming swords. I know what it is.
Three more.
I know dachi. You know what it is?
No, I don't. Well, because I thought I knew what it was, and then I quickly forgot that.
Is it? Oh, I don't even want to ask.
Okay, no way.
What?
T for teen. It could be a drive. Wait, could this be a driving game of some kind? Like some kind of violent drive? But the Wii driving games are mostly terrible.
Let me just say that in previous rounds, you've asked useful questions that you haven't asked this time around.
That's. We already asked if it was spooky.
Yeah, no, we know this is our fault.
We're aware how stupid we are. Let's see.
Is it a physical retail game?
Yes.
Oh.
Is it a space game?
No. That's it. That's it, everybody.
So it's a physical retail Wii game, Western developed, rated T, not most of the genres, but could be a T or an M.
Man. We all get a guess?
Yeah. Gotta just guess.
Bully.
Well, that's a great guess.
But then there was that first, that dog question. Oh, in my mind, you play as a dog in this game.
Wait, what's the
at no point did he ever say
Wait. What's the dog question?
What's the dog?
What are you talking about?
You think it's Secret
in my
Mana?
Mind, you are playing as a dog in this game.
We know you play as a person.
No, you can play as a person.
Oh.
But in my mind, you can also play as a dog.
Not a fighting game.
So that was my guess.
Castlevania Lords of Shadow. Did that game even come to the Wii?
No. No. Jared, you got a guess?
You said no fighting game, right?
I was thinking because you
the Simpsons game.
Oh, wow.
The Simpsons game. It came to everything. open world action game. Apparently, yeah. There's some platforming in it.
We didn't ask if it was.
I think you can play as several different members of Springfield. Yes. So
we forgot about license.
I don't think you're shooting things and or killing them with swords.
No, I liked the open world Simpson games, like Hit and Run. I liked.
Yeah,
that's why I wanted you to ask if it was based on licensed property.
That was the question.
Right.
That
was very, the final boss battle of this game where you do DDR against God is funny. Like that's how, the final boss battle is a DDR dance off against God. It's kind of cute.
That's why it's rated T.
We did so well. The first several times we played this game, played 20 questions, we would never, ever lost. Now we lose consistently.
It's three for three now. I think it's because the early ones were kind of gimmies, and now they're getting a little deeper, and we keep thinking on the gimme level. Like, we should have jumped to Beyond Oasis. We're thinking the mainstream games. We got to jump to the deep cuts.
I think opening it up to the listeners was the best thing that ever happened to... 20 questions. Video game 20 questions.
Thanks for shaming us.
Yeah. Thanks for playing, everyone.
Thank you for having us.
You're all winners. You all get participation medals.
Hopefully at home you are all shouting at your television.
You can make little medals out of yogurt caps.
If you're listening to us on the radio, I hope you're just shouting on the bus out loud.
Hopefully we remembered to say all the games out loud.
To all the frustrated Genesis owners from 1995, apologize about Beyond Oasis.
If you have your own suggestions for us to try and guess, just email them to gamescoop@ign.com. I leave you this week with my new song. It's called In Love With Everything. It's a little bit different from what I normally do. This is an acoustic pop track that hopefully is perfect for summer. The lyrics were written by former GameScooper Ryan Geddes. It's available now in pretty much any music service you can think of. It's called In Love With Everything. Thanks for listening. This is IGN GameScoop. My name is Damon, and we're out.
Saw you across the room, eyes bright like a magic moon. We danced beside the sea, you move like a mystery, and we fell in love with everything, and we fell. Songs and stories do. Your heart is a part of me, and we are sparkling, and we fell in love with everything, and we fell in love with everything, and we fell. Oh,
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.